This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of companies have come out the past week or so, a lot of the big brand names, with messages of support for the black community and for peaceful protest. That's for public consumption, of course, because brand is everything. But employees of those companies that are being publicly inclusive are watching real closely what their bosses are saying in private. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that story.
When Shedra LeBouvier saw a former employer post on social media that it stands in solidarity with those demanding justice and an end to racism, her immediate response was
total disbelief.
Because that's not how it felt when she worked there. What a company says or posts to the public can be very different from how it actually deals with its own employees.
The statement means nothing unless they back up that statement with some kind of action.
That's Kathleen Fern Banks, a professor at the University of Washington, who's written a textbook on corporate crisis communications. She cites positive examples, like Starbucks briefly shutting down for part of a day in 2018 for racial bias training, or companies pledging to hire more people of color in leadership positions and following through on those pledges. John Bruce Tracy, a professor of management at Cornell, says some companies are realizing
how they've treated people during this very, very difficult situation is going to reflect on how well they're able to pick up the pieces once the, you know, various, you know, anxieties, tensions, and uncertainty is passing.
Tracy adds this will impact companies' ability to attract and retain employees in the future.
Could I work for a company that doesn't have the same values as I do?
That's Amy Klein. She works for Patron Technology. On Blackout Tuesday, her company gave employees the day off to reflect or protest. Klein says now that's as important as any other benefit she receives. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.